Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 10 November 2021. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And as usual, Marvelous, like you are saying, we would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are not able to give you our usual show since we are broadcasting from our homes.
And our show, Live Talk, goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and of course www.voandebele.com.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we're talking about the looming expiration of South Africa's special visas that were granted to more than 250,000 Zimbabweans, known as special permits.
The four-year visas, which were first issued in 2009 and have been renewed several times, are expected to expire next month.
However, there is mounting pressure from South Africans to force the government to not review these permits.
Today, dozens of South Africans marched to the Zimbabwean embassy protesting against the renewal of the visas.
But first, let's take a look at what's happening on the COVID-19 scene. The COVID-19 pandemic is still with us, so let's take a look at some of the statistics.
As of yesterday, Zimbabwe had 133,242 confirmed cases, including 128,153 recoveries and 4,691 deaths. To date, a total of 3.3 million people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And the government says it needs to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to have herd immunity. But there is a bit of good news, as the Ministry of Health reports that only one death was reported yesterday, while 37 people tested positive for the coronavirus in the country yesterday.
To join the show, you can listen to the show as we are broadcasting from our homes, like we said. And namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lweSouth Africa lapho sizokuthiwa khona amapermit lawana aphiwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezedlula zona in 250,000. Kuthiwa khona enga-expire ke ama-permits la ngenyanga ezayo. Enga-expire ke asazi ukuthi azangezelelwa yini ngoba kukhanya baningi abadabuka kwele South Africa sebesithi bona hatshi asifuni ukuthi ama-permits lawo akhangelwe aphiwe njalo abantu beZimbabwe. Sikhuluma nje kuthiwa bekulokutshengisela namhlanje ePretoria, edolobheni lePretoria, izizalwane zeSouth Africa zisithi hatshi asifuni abeZimbabwe baphiwe ama-permits la. Marvelous.
Aiwati nokuchingamidza ipano pachirongwa chedu cheDiaspora Forum apo tinotarisa zviri kuitika kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinogara izvo kunze kwenyika yeZimbabwe. Nasi pachirongwa chedu tichange tiri kutarisa zvakawanda. Tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya yemapemits akawanikwa iwo achipiwa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Ari kutarisirwa iwo kuti awanikwe iwo achigadziriswa muna December. Asi nasi taona vamwe zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa vachiwanikwa vachifora, vachinyunyuta vachiti Zimbabwe kana kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe hazvifanire kuwanikwa izvo zvichipiwa zvakare mukana wekuti mapemits aya awanikwe achigadziriswa. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa tinoona kuti padandemutande panga paine mahashtag akawanda ari kuwanikwa iwo achiiswa panyaya iyoyi, vanhu vachikurukura kudandemutande retwitter nemamwewo madandemutande vachiti aiwa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe hazvifanire kunge zviri kupiwa mapemits iwaya. Asi tichienderera pamberi zvakare tichitarisa zviri kuitika panyaya yeCovid-19 apo tinoona kuti vanhu vanodaudzira 3 million vawanikwa ivo vachipaiwa nomba yeCOVID-19 munyika. Kunyangwe nyika iri kuti zvayo inofanira kubaya vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million. Asi regai tiende kumunyarikano wedu wokutanga atinzwe kuti zvakamira sei. Atinokuchingamidza ipano pachirongwa chedu.
Smave Morisei nevateereri venyu.
Aiwa tiri waditi udzai vateereri vedu kuti ndimi ani, sangano renyu rinonzi ani uye zvemubvamatiudzo kuti zvakamira sei. Panyaya yemapemitsa yatiri kuona iri kunetsa padande mutande uyezve pese kune avo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa.
Zita ndii Dennis Juru, mutungamiriri weInternational Cross Border Traders Association, sangano rinomiririra vanhu vari mudiaspora pamwe chete nevanhu vanotenga nekutengesa kunze kweZimbabwe. Hongu idambudziko guru rasangana nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe izvo zvanga zvadzikamidzi munyika yeSouth Africa mushure mangu vapuwa mukana wekugara munyika iyi mugore ra2010 zvichireva izvo kuti vane makore 10 nerimwe chete vari munyika yeSouth Africa. Ruzhinji rwevanhu ava vanhu vaiva nemapemits avaibve vainawo, vamwe vanga vasina. Ruzhinji rwanga rwine asylum certificates. Vamwewo vanga vane makore anosvika 10 vari muSouth Africa. Saka hurumende yeSouth Africa yakanyengetedza vanhu vainge vaine mapepa iwayo erudzi rweasylum certificates kuti vange vachienda vachinosiya kuti vapuhwe mapemitsi aivapa mukana uri nani, aivapa mukana wekuti vavhure maakaunts, aivapa mukana wekuti vashande, aivapa mukana wekuti vavhure makambani, aivapa mukana wekuti vange vachidzidza. Naizvozvo yazosvika nguva yekuti mapemitsi aya vakapiwa panenge pane kukagomera mukati. Asi tinoona kuti vanhu ava vanga vagara makore akawandisa, tikasanganisa munhu anga aine makore 10 neasylum seeker certificate yake, tikazanganisa nemagumi nerimwe chete, unoona kuti munhu anenge ane makore 20 nerimwe chete ari munyika yeSouth Africa. Kana ari mwana akazvarwa, mwana atovewo nemwana wake, anga achichengetwa nemubereki. Kana iri misha, vamwe vanga vatovhara mikova vachigara munyika yeSouth Africa. Saka zvinhu zviri kutishungurudza chaizvo isu sesangano kuti tichasara tiri papi nevanhu vatinotungamirira. Asi hatisi kumira kunge tichitaura nehurumende. Vanopopota vanenge vachipopota havo izvo zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa. Asi handione munhu anoenda kubasa chaiye achienda achinoita zvinhu zvakada saizvozvo. Zvinhu zvinoitwa nematsotsi, zvinhu zvinoitwa nevezvematongerwo enyika vanounganidza vanhu vachirwisana nehurumende yeSouth Africa kuti aiwa makaita zvinhu zvisirizvo pakupa vanhu mapemitsi. Kunyanya imwe sangano riri kuzvipedza nderekuti Action SA rakakwidza kekutanga musarudzo dzabva mukuitwa idzi dzekanzuru. So ndo sangano riri kunyanya kurwisana nekuti havachada zvizvarwa zvekunze kwenyika. Asi tichionawo mapepa iwayo kuti vanhu vazopiwa zvakaburikidza mushure mekunge vambeki vaenda kuZimbabwe vachiti vari kunogadzirisa zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe. Vakati aiwa takamirira kuti nyika inake tichambopa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe mapepa ekuti vange vachigara muSouth Africa. Tinoona kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvimwe zvanga zvatenga dzimba nechikwereti. Dzimba dzinove dzinobhadharwa mushure memakore 20 zvichienda kumberi, vamwe vaisarudzawo kuita 25, 30 zvichienderera mberi. Zvizvarwa izvi zvinosara zvakamira papi sekuti mari dzinotorwa mumaakaunts. Zvinoreva kuti zvizvarwa izvi zvinenge zvaakurasikirwa nedzimba dzavaseenzera makore 10 nerimwe chete, kwasara makore 9 chete. Saka mamwe matambudziko anofanira kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa inge ichiona kuti zvinofamba sei atakavaonesawo. Tinotori nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vana vakazvarwa muSouth Africa vane 21 years yekuti havatoziva kana kuZimbabwe kwachona, vanoenda kupi vana ivavo?
Vajuru, tiri kunzwa kuti pane vamwe vawanikwa vachiratidzira nhasi vachienda kumuzinda weZimbabwe uri muPretoria ikoko. Mauvaonawo here ava uyezve vari kutambirwa sei vana ava? Nekuti tinoona kuti padande mutande pane kutatsurana kuri kuitika pakati pezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nezvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa, tichitoona paine mahashtag ekuti vanhu ngavanyimwe mapemits. Kwakamira sei ikoko kuSouth Africa?
Dai mahashtag achiseenza kana hurumende yeZimbabwe ingadai yakatobva kudhara. Hurumende dzisere South Africa kainotarisa kuti kuve kumaZimbabwe havana kungovapa mapemitsi vakatoyera sabachikero kuti tivape tiri kuvapirei zvinotibatsirei chii chatinowana sehurumende. Saka hazvigoni kuti vangomuka vachiti vakutorera zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe mapemitsi. Isusu takaudza hurumende yeSouth Africa tikati vanenge vakaita dzimhosva ngavatorerwe mapemitsi. Vasina kuita mhosva vanhu vanga vachibhadhara mateksi, vanhu vanga vachiita zvese zvinodikanwa. Handione paine chikodzero yekuti vanhu vange vachinyimwa mapemiti. Kunyanya tinoona vatyairi isisi mabve. Nyaya yevatyairi yanga ichitinetsei kuti zvonzi vatyairi ndivo vari kutorera vazvarwa South Africa mabasa. Hazvina kumira saizvozvo. Pakaita matambudziko muZimbabwe, varidzi vemakambani vakapinda muSouth Africa vachibva kuZimbabwe vakauya nevashandi vashoma inonzi pachirungu kusobatsira neinstitutional memory, nekuti haukwanisa kungosotanga kambani usina munhu ari kuziva kuti zviri kufamba sei, zvinotangira papi, unoita loss. Uye zvekare hakuna muSouth African angabve muSouth Africa achienda kuDRC onoita mwedzi asiri muSouth Africa, hazvibude simabve. So tinoona kuti vanhu ava vari kuisa hurumende yeSouth Africa pakona pakanyanyisisa pekuti ikada kuti ifadze vanhu inobva yauraya upfumi hwayo. Nerumwe rutivo inofanira kuti itaurirane nevanhu kuti vanzwisise kuti aiwa nyika yakaita seDubai ine 70% yevabva kure. 30% yepopulation yeDubai ndo vanhu vemunyika imomo. Saka asizvo kuva nemaforeigners hakusiko kunouraya ikonomi yenyika.
Okay, thank you so much Mr. Churu ngesindebele uno ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani ngendaba yamapermits.
Sibona ukuthi izizalwane zaseSouth Africa ziyakhorona ngodaba lokuthi abaqhamuka ngaseZimbabwe kufanele babuyele ekhaya laba abalamapermits awabizwayo ngokuthi Zimbabwe exemption permits. Kodwa masikhangele labantu sibona ukuthi ngabantu abakhadwe bekhona la eSouth Africa kusukisela kudala, abanye sebela more than 20 years bekhona la eSouth Africa. So siyabona ukuthi labantu bakhombise ukuthi ngabantu abalungileyo, ngabantu abangayenziyo amacala ngoba ma urenewal permit bayakuthatha ama-fingerprints babona ukuthi awuyenzanga icala yini. So angiboni ukuthi i-government yeSouth Africa ingalalela labantu makho ukuthi ifuna ukuthi i-economy iqhubeke siya phambili. Njalo masikhangele ama-drivers, siyabona ukuthi ama-drivers aseSouth Africa angeke bakwanise ukuthi baye DRC baqede inyanga yonke bengekho eSouth Africa. So siyabona ukuthi ngama-organization nje la ama-political parties awafana ne-SA, Action SA awayenzayo ukuthi i-government South Africa iyenze kungani ayiwazi into abayenzayo. Kodwa ngiyabona ukuthi angeke balalele izinto zama-hashtag, angeke balalele izinto zabantu abathoyathoyayo ngoba labantu yizigebengu nje, akuso abantu baseSouth Africa ama-ordinary people, ngabantu bama-politics abazame ukungcolisa i-government yeSouth Africa.
Okay, thank you so much. Siyabonga ungabamba kancane sizama ukufaka abanye esilabo lapha. Unfortunately, marvelous, we have Mr. Vusumuzi Sibanda and Mr. Bongani Mkhwananzi. Both of them, I can't see them. I can see they are there, but I can't see them. I don't know whether it's the network issue. Mr. Let's try... Is that Mr. Mkhwananzi?
Chris, if they could log out and then come back in again, that might actually help. But going back to Mr. Juru, if he's still here,
Wait, Marvelous, let's try also, because we have another guest as well, Mr. Vusumuzi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you know, you've got a little bit faint.
A little bit faint, but okay. I think we can hear you. How about now?
Yes. Go ahead.
So, yes, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And yes. Greetings to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. Can you tell us what is the situation right now regarding the permits? Because we understand that the South African Parliament has been debating this issue. What are you hearing about it?
Well, there is nothing official that has been communicated from government up to now. I mean, you can only, you know, read a couple of, you know, news bulletins from unofficial also, news, you know, that come from the internet, but not from the so credible, you know, maybe sources like your Citizens, your Sowetan, and so forth. So as it stands, the position is still that the government of South Africa is very quiet about whether it will extend or not.
Mm-hmm. But what about the pressure, the mounting pressure that we are hearing from some quarters who are pushing for the government not to allow the renewal? What are you hearing about that?
Well, look, the prerogative we must accept lies with the South African government. So at the end of the day, you know, pressure, you know, that could obviously be against and for the permits is merely what it is, and that is that pressure only. Now, you will appreciate that the government of the ANC has drastically, you know, lost in the elections starting from 2016 to 2015, to now in 2021. And one of the major issues that seems to be very problematic, which is also highlighted by the results of, you know, the recent elections, is that a new party like, Action South Africa, you know, which is very anti-migrant, has come in and it has scooped a huge number of votes. And we know that in the previous presidential elections or national elections that we had in, I think it was 2019, the DA was very vociferous when it comes to issues of migration as an anti-migrant party. And that also helped them to relatively appear like they were scoring a good number of points. Now, what in essence that means is South Africa is at a point where there is a crisis, there is high levels of unemployment, there is dissatisfaction with the levels of service delivery across the country, and a lot of services, you know, are not being received by the people the way they expect them. And this has put a lot of pressure on the government to ensure that it can review or rethink its policy and decisions towards, you know, migrants. And Zimbabweans, unfortunately, you know, are a group of people that appear not to be very likable, you know, to South Africans. But what you will appreciate, obviously, is that the issue of these particular permits and the government is that there is an impact because the South African government has not had to say anything up until so late because it is concerned, you know, that if it had to preempt that it is renewing the permits, then it could have lost more votes. But again, it could be an issue of saying it is trying as much as is possible, you know, to keep it until the last minute. But we know that the Minister of Home Affairs is not a fan of these particular permits.
Vasibanda, ini munoona kunge zvichafamba sei? Anekuti tinoona zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizhinji zviri kuchema chema zvichiti nguva yasara kuti vanyatsozviva kuti mapemitsi aya vachapiwa here kana kuti kwete yashoma.
Well, nemaonera tiri kuita tiri kuona kuti chichaitika ndechokuti zvinogona kuitika kuti government iti iri kuda kuextenda nekuti inenge ichitarisa kuti kana ichinge isina kuextenda mapermits iwaya inogona kuzosangana nenyaya dzekukoti dzinofana neiyi yakatoendeswa kukoti kuti vanhu vagarisa muno munyika yeSouth Africa zvokuti vakufanirwa kuti vave nemapermanent residence pamwe chete necitizenship. Asi hatizvioni zvakare izvi kuti zvinogona kuitika nenyaya yekuti vari kutya kuendeswa kukoti nokuti tinoziva kuti Department of Home Affairs ine mhosva dzakawanda dziri kukoti nenyaya yekuti inobata sei vanhu vanobuda kunze maasylum seekers uye nemamigrants. Saka tinoziva kuti havazvitye izvozvo kana vasingadi vachangoramba zvavo vati aiwa tidi. Asi tinoziva zvekare kuti bumbiro remutemo womuno muSouth Africa inova constitutional court inogona kusvika pachinhando chekuti vanhu ava magarira vaita muno munyika munomu ngavachipiwa kuti vagare muno sezvizvarwa zvemuno nenyaya yekuti vagarisa munyika muno zvinokwana makore anosvika gumi. Now kana tichitarisa mutemo hwehugari hwemunyika unoti munhu kana achinge agara kwemakore gumi anofanirwa kunge apiwa hugari hwemunyika. Izvozvo ndizvo chete zvinopa vanhu ikodzero yekuti vafunge kuti vanogona kuzochinjwa mumapermits avaende ku citizenship. Asi izvi tinoziya kuti kana zvaenda chero kukoti chaiko, minister vanogona kusvika kuti aiwa mapermits aya ari special, akatoiswa nesection 32 ye Immigration Act. Zvokuti minister vanopa votorera vanhu. Takapa vanhu vanekuti taibatsira ende tikataura kuti hatizogone kuti tivaite mapermanent residence. Saka iyoyo ndiyo inenge iri nyaya yavanenge vachiramba nayo kuti vape zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe permanent residence kana citizenship. Asi izvozvo panongori nedambudziko rimwe chete panyaya iyoyo. Dambudziko iroro nderekuti vanhu kana vachinge vagara makore mashanu vanonzi mapermanent resident nekuti vanozivikanwa kuti avo vanhu vavagari vachidzokera. Saka vanhu vakutarisa vanogara muno kana vasvitsa makore gumi vanenge vakufanirwa kuti vanzi zvizvarwa. Ndiro dambudziko racho iroro. Saka patakatarisa iko zvino tinoona kuti chero chii chinogona kuitika. Vanogona kuramba, vanogona kutenda kuti aiwa ngaparinyuwe. Asi tinoziva kuti Minister of Home Affairs vanenge minister vasinganyatsofarira chaizvo chaizvo nyaya yevanhu vanobva kunze kwenyika. Uye tinoziva kuti ANC iri pamatambudziko makuru nekuti iri kurasikirwa nemavhotsi nenyaya yevanhu vanobva kunze kwenyika.
Yeah, marvelous. We have Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi. You know, he works with Navuto Mabena of the Zimbabweans in South Africa. But I don't seem to see him on the video. I hope he can hear us. Can you hear us, Mr. Mkwananzi? We are seeing Zwaini Mkwananzi. Looks like...
Yeah. I had a question actually for Mr. Sbanda that... are you in any way actually conversing with the South African government to find out what their position is so that you can go back and communicate with Zimbabweans in South Africa?
Well, look, there's been a lot of communication, of course, I mean, informally so, and maybe not completely formal, because the government has said that it will announce and it will say it, you know, when the time is right. The issue, again, is basically that... We understand that it's going to be very difficult for the government not to renew the permits, especially, you know, out of the legitimate expectation that is born out of the number of times that the permits have been renewed. So to a certain extent, you know, as much as we are, you know, slightly anxious, we are also very hopeful that if the government of South Africa does not renew these permits, the courts will be in a better position to give rather, you know, a permanency to these kind of permits. Because as the permits stand right now, there are permits that are very segregatory and that make life a bit impossible, you know, for the Zimbabweans, especially after 10 years, because they still reduce their rights, you know, immensely. If one is given a permit as self-employed, that person cannot find any other job but must remain self-employed. If a person is given a permit as a student, it means that person must stay as a student. If anything changes, they say the permit has changed conditions, and therefore the person loses, you know, the right to that permit and has got to go to Zimbabwe and apply afresh. And this is why the numbers, when we started, it was at 250,000. As of the last, I think, application status, we had 190-something thousand, you know, up to, down to those with the rejection, I think it was up to 175,000.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we now have Mr. Mkwananzi. Mr. Mkwananzi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Chris, and thanks, Marvelous, and the viewers.
Yes. Mr. Mkwananzi, my first question is, what is the latest? I know your organization has been on the forefront of these visa, and you have managed to talk to South African officials regarding this issue. Now, what is it that you are hearing about these permits so far?
On the permit issue, the Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Aaron Tswaletse, has presented the issue to the cabinet as per other representations that have come through via other stakeholders, including his own desk, including the embassy, including some bilateral meeting. The announcement will then have to be made by the cabinet. People have to appreciate that these permits came at a year when the government of South Africa and the political landscape of South Africa had elections in them, and there was lockdowns and all the other issues, so much that we have to understand people were busy with other affairs that had immediate impact. Not to say they neglected our own issues, but they were aware. All the talks were there behind the scenes, so they are very much aware of what needs to happen. So we, as Zimbabwe Community South Africa, we would not want to preempt and pressure the government of South Africa into announcing, because like the minister said, the permits expire on the 31st of December. There is some time before this happens. That's a month and a half or so.
So what are you hearing about the pressure that the South African government is getting from some South Africans not to renew the permits?
There's a small section of people, constituting very, very small section really, who are not very happy that these permits are going to be renewed, and would like to then say, because of the economic prospects of the country and the situation right now, they would feel, why would South Africa renew permits in a country that has high unemployment? All these future pressures, it's not the first time that they were there. Now, in so saying, we're not diminishing the feeling of the South Africans who are protesting this and saying, no, you have no case. They have their own case in terms of articulating the job and unemployment rates, but these permits, they also have to understand they came out of a deep thought by the South African government since 2010, who realized that a lot of people were on asylum documents, and some people were on fraudulent documents, some people were illegal, and they needed to account for all these people to say, who are these people? And a lot of people applied. So the section of South Africans who feels this is taking away from them need to understand these are the same people still within the same jobs that they would have had since 2010 mostly. And these are people who have started life and created livelihoods, social networks, professional networks in the country, and their lives have been here since. So to suddenly render more than 180,000 people as illegal immigrants will not be in the best interest of both South Africans and the Zimbabweans who will lose the permits. It is actually a mutual benefit for the Zimbabweans to get the permits and the South Africans to be able to account for who is doing what and who stays where and who are these people. So it is rendering them illegal. It actually defeats the whole purpose of the permits regime started in 2010.
Oh, thank you so much. NesiNdebele ungasitshela nje ngamafitshane ukuthi udaba lwama-permit lumi ngaphi sikhulu manje.
Njengamanje udaba lwama-permit soluhleze etafuleni lwe-cabinet yase-South Africa ngemva kokuthi umphathi wezangaphakathi lapho we-Home Affairs yase-South Africa uDr. Aaron Ntswaledi eselwethule lapho ku-cabinet. Kulindwe ukuthi kwenziwe yi-cabinet isinqumo ukuthi luyophathwa njani lolu daba. Thina njengeZimbabwe Community South Africa Africa sithi abantu abehlisa amaphaphu asikwazi ukuthi thina sifake ingcindezi.
Yeah, we seem to have lost our guest there.
Yeah, we lost him, but we still have other guests as well. We will now shift to Mr. Juru for his insights. I don't seem to see, I think Juru has also dropped. We just have Mr. Vusumuzi Smanda only. He's the one I can't see him. I don't know what's happening.
Tangatu Kunswap of Sakunem Yarikan Vidu Mangalar Tora Ivo, but Ivo as the Sangan over.
Yeah, he's back, but balance.
Vachanzwa kubva kuhurumende yeSouth Africa nekuti pachiri nenguva kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa iwanikwe iyo ichibuda ichitaura painyaya yemapermits iwaya ndokutaura kwanga kuri kuita vanyarikani vedu ipo pano vachitaura ivo kuti zvakawanda zviri kuitwa. Pane mapressure group ari kubuda, tiri kuona vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pane rimwe bato rakatowanikwa iro richivhoterwa pasarudzo dzichange dziri kudzabva kuitwa muSouth Africa, riri kutaura iro kuti harifarire zvevanhu vekunze kwenyika. Asi ndabva ndaona vamukwananzi vadzoka regatins vaenderere mberi nekutaura kwavo. Taura henyu.
Mara ndadzoka. Besakhubeka ngisathi mina uhulumende waseSouth Africa sikwazi ukumfaka iyindeza enkulu, kumele sizwisise ukuthi udaba lolu lumehlela ngesikhathi ilizwe belilokhetho. Ngakho-ke ngesikhathi sokhetho nabo bebegijigijima ngezokhetho. Ngakho-ke kumele sikuzwisise ukuthi kusasele isikhala esibanga ngoba iSouth African government yiyo elamandla ukuthi renyiwa kwenziwa njani. Okutsho ukuthi within the next 1.5 months kusafika ku-31 December kusaselethuba mpela lokuthi bamemezele ukuthi hayi kuzayenzakala ukuthi nokuthi. Ezinye zezinqumo ezizothathwa ziyothathwa ngemva kwalokho, kodwa-ke asikhangelelanga thina ukuthi uhulumende waseSouth Africa angakunanzelela ukuthi amaphemithi alusizo kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe la kuye uhulumende waseSouth Africa, ngoba usekwazi ukuthi usibani ungubani ukuyiphi indawo. Kanti bekulohlupho lapha eSouth Africa olukhulu lwezizalwane zangaphandle nasezeZimbabwe ikakhulu, ade zingenamaphepha zingaziwa ukuthi zingaphi. Kudala ukungaphephi, kudala ukuxokozela ukuthi abantu abaziwa ukuthi ubani ungubani wenzani. So asilindelanga thina impendulo embi, kodwa yona leyo mpendulo esizoyithola njengezimeli zabantu sizokwazi ukuthi siyiphathe njani ngemva kokuthi imenyezelo. Esingakucela ebantwini ukuthi abehlise amapapu, kuthiye lokhu kutatazela nokukhoselana kwamazwi esesikubona kusenzakala lapha kuTwitter. Sikhale futhi nakuzizalwane zeSouth Africa ukuthi zikuzwisise ukuthi la mapemithi akusikho ukuthi aqale namhlanje. La mapemithi yingxoxo ezasukela ku-2010 ngezizathu ezazibonakala ngaleso sikhathi. Sicele nalabo abanye mhlawumbe asebebona ngathi sokumele kuhanjiswane ezinkantolo ukuthi linanzelele ukuthi lawo mapemithi ayeyi-political decision eyisicelo sokulungisa ukuthi abantu bathole ukuhlala besebenza bekhululekile bengabotshwa bengaharaswa. Nakhona nje lawo mapemithi anemigomo nengcindezi ase-renew-we kathathu. Kusho kona ukuthi i-negotiation thina iyiyo into esiyithembileyo njengeZimbabwe Community South Africa ukudila nalolu daba kulokuhambisana ezinkantolo. Akukafiki leso sibanga sokuhanjisana ezinkantolo, asibekezele.
Okay, thank you so much. Marvelous, you heard him there. He's talking about, you know, that there's no need yet to go to court to push this matter. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
Aiwapo tiri kunzwa vamukwananzi vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino hapisati pane nguva yekuti kana kuti vanhu havafanirakunge vari kutora danho rekuti vaenda kumatare vachinopikisa mutongo kana kuti nyaya iyoyi, nekuti pachiri nenguva kusvika pachapera mwedzi unouya kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa iwanikwe iyo ichitaura paimire pamusoro pemapepa iwaya kana kuti maspecial permits aya.
Yes, Marvelous, I don't know what's wrong with our other guests.
I think it's a network issue, but I'll go ahead and ask Mr. Kwananzi, but have you been directly engaging with the South African authorities to find out when exactly they are likely to make a decision?
We had quite a few engagements and meetings. We've discussed with all stakeholders. So... we are comfortable that our case is well understood. We presented our case as well as to our embassy to present at a bilateral. We feel things are all set to have a better outcome. We cannot preempt or presume what the South African authorities will say. Ours was to present a case to say there is a situation, there is 183,000 people or so that will have permits expire. This is the situation that they are in, and we ask that they renew these permits. The matter was accepted to be heard. It has been delivered to the Cabinet of South Africa. I would say Surely that is enough for us, and we then await the outcome without presuming what they will do or say.
Yeah, we heard from Mr. Vusumuzis Manda that the figures, the numbers of the people who had applied, initially there were 250,000, but they've gone down. What would you say is the reason why the numbers are going down?
Other people have maybe since passed away, others have given up on staying in South Africa. But this is one of the important things about giving the people who are here in South Africa permits. Because they now are able to be mobile and flexible and move back to Zimbabwe and back to South Africa without worry that...
Looks like we have a bad connection day today, Marvelous.
Yes, it happens because, you know, in the time that we are, everybody's working from home. Yes. But apo tanga tirikunzwa vamukwana dzaunga vari kuramba vachitaura.
Hello. I think I have lost my co-host too. Marvelous is... Marvelous, can you hear me? Hello. Yeah, I think we have a big problem today, a network issue, I guess. Mr. Mkwananzi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So what I was saying is that from the 250,000 or so figure, what it shows you is that once you give people permits and they have no worry that when they leave the country, they are able to come back when they need to buy groceries or do whatever they need to do in the country and return back home, it actually creates a fluidity and there will be less and less people who actually need to stay here permanently or illegally. So it is actually in the best interest of South Africa, as shown by evidence that we started at 250,000 people and some people have given up on this permit because they are now able to move in and out of the country, so they don't really need to be renewing these permits. Perhaps some have since passed away and so forth and so forth, but it is actually a good thing that the people are given these permits and it creates visibility and mobility.
Yeah, but we have heard that in South Africa there is close to 5 million. I mean, the figures vary from source to source. Some say they could be 4 million, some say they could be 5 million people in South Africa. From your organization's point of view, you are dealing with how many Zimbabweans in South Africa?
When we say 5 million, I guess we are referring to Zimbabweans. I think it's quite an exaggeration. Zimbabwe itself has 13 million to 14 million people. If we had 5 million of them next door, it would be quite dramatic. Let's be just generous and say 250,000 acknowledged to apply for permits, right? And be it very dramatic and multiply that number maybe by four. And then be another dramatic and give another 500,000 illegal immigrants, I will struggle to reach 2 million. I doubt that number is feasible, that people can say there's 5 million Zimbabweans. But we deal with a lot of people, and in general, we represent all the people with permits or without permits.
But what about the pressure that is being exerted on social media? And also, we understand there was a protest today in Pretoria. Do you think this will likely maybe sway the decision of the government whether to award these permits or not?
It is a potential, it has got that potential, but remember, the South African government has the unenviable position of not being a layman. They have to balance a lot of things in terms of these permits, and they are fully aware of the security nature of these permits, the fact that rendering 183,000 people illegal, the impact of this, and they also have compassion and empathy and understand all these circumstances. So they are going to most likely weigh all these circumstances on the table and see. I don't think the South African government is that kind of government that just is swayed by public opinion, even if it sees that this is detrimental to the welfare of the country. They unfortunately have to sit down and weigh things in a mature fashion which has a positive impact to the country. In as much as the South African government would want to listen to every other person, the reality that they would face is that some of the circumstances and the environmental conditions can't allow that they render people illegal and start to have costs and deportations and all sorts of legal wrangles and all sorts of challenges that this has impact. It is much easier to put conditions for the permits than to refuse them, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes, so when you talk of the numbers, you said, you know, it's not, it could be around 2 million. Why is it that only 250,000 applied? What was the rest, why didn't they apply, and what would you think was the reason?
Remember, I was saying I'm actually using ridiculous exponentials. You might find maybe there's 1.2 to 1.5 million people in Zimbabwe. But still, when at the time of application of these permits, there was a fear that this might be a trap. Some sections of society went around telling people not to go and participate in the documentation. The fear was that this will be a trap, and the South African authorities were trying to trap people. We did encourage at the time. I still remember Comrade Mabuto Mabena calling meetings at Beria Park and all these places and asking people to ask him to come to their homes and organize them in fours or fives. We did try to encourage people, but some missed out. The other problem that we had in 2010 was we found that a lot of people did not have Zimbabwean documents to be able to use as documents to apply. So even the Registrar's Office had to send some people to South Africa to help apply. The South African government was actually very lenient with some of the applications. While some people were waiting for passports, they could still submit the application because it needed to document. So even currently, we still face a situation similar to 2010 because most passports have started to expire or have expired, and we find our government back home in Zim is a bit too slow in renewing people's passports, and this is going to cause them problems when they try to renew. And it's something that we really are...
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kwamukwananzi vari kutaura ivo Chris avunza iye kuti ko sei muri kuti imi pane vanhu 250,000 chete yet kune vanhu vakati wandei zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa zvinogona kusvika kuma 2 million sei kune vanhu vashoma vakawanikwa vachinyoresa mapepa. Vamukwananzi vari kuti ivo nyaya yakanyanyonetsa inyaya yezvinhu zvakadai semabirth certificate, mapassport, asi vakati registrar general wekuZimbabwe akatowanikwa achitumira vanhu panguva iyoyo kuti vauye kuzopa vanhu mabhetsi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka ndo zvavanga vari kuedza kutsanangura kuti pari zvino sangano ravo munguva iyoyo pakaitika chirongwa ichi vaiedza kudzidzisa vanhu kukosha kwakaita kuti vanhu vanyoresa, asi vamwe vaitya nezvaitaurwa padandemutande kumaWhatsapp nekumwewo. Chris.
Yes, marvelous. Unfortunately, today is a really bad day. We have lost all our guests. I think it's because of network problems. But anyway, marvelous. Talking about the politics of this issue, the visas, and what happened in the elections, it's quite a sad thing because now people are saying those parties which support people from other countries like the ANC and including the EFF itself are parties that did not get enough votes, did not do well. So it means if as a party they chase away foreigners, then the people are going to vote for them, which is very sad indeed.
Yeah, I think actually one of our guests said that Mr. Juru actually came up and said something like that. He said that's what is so worrying because that's what they've seen on the ground. And I think also Mr. Sibanda, before he dropped off, also shared the same sentiment that, you know, politics is kind of getting in the way, but they are hopeful. That's the one message that I got from, you know, most of the bulk of our guests said they are hopeful that South Africa will do the right thing, that the South African government will do the right thing that's going to benefit their country and Zimbabweans that are staying in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. I just got a message from Mr. Mkwananzi. He says, unfortunately, he's gone now to another meeting. So I think, Marvelous, for today, we can say good night to our listeners, since we don't have our guests anymore.
Is our time up?
It's almost, but there's nothing else we can do because the guests are all unable to join.
Aiwapo, tangatime vanyarikani vedu vangavari pano pachirongwa chedu. Tichitarisa isu nyaya yemapepa ekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvigare muSouth Africa. Nezuro ndangandiri kuInstagram ndikaona kuine zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vangavari kutaura pamusoro peku rambidzwa kwakaitwa mumwe anogara imo muSouth Africa anozivikanwa neSelekti Somizi kuti auye kuZimbabwe pamusoro pekuti vamwe vemachechi zvinonzi vakati anoita zvehungochani saka anga asingakwanisi kuti auye kuzoita basa raanga adedzerwa kuZimbabwe. Saka vanga vari kutaura pachirongwa ichiChris vanga vari kuti ivo zvinhu zvakadaro ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvazoita kuti pawanikwe ipo zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa zvichiwanikwawo zvakare zvichibva zvadzvanya kuti aiwa since Zimbabwe iri kurambidzawo zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa kuti zvipinde muZimbabwe, sei South Africa iri kubvumidzawo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti zvishande muSouth Africa. Saka ndo mamwe yatingati zviri kutaurwa mumadande mutande umu panyaya iyoyi yaSomuzi kuti akarambidzirwei kupinda munyika yeZimbabwe. Zvingawanikwe here zvichizoita kuti nyaya iyi yemapepa iwanikwe ichikwidza makata kana kuti kwete? Amenoti unoonawo sei? What's your view? Do you think this Somizi issue will actually play into the politics of what we're seeing happening?
Of course, I think it might have a bit of impact, not much, considering, of course, that Somizi is a very popular person. But remember, there was also another group, South African group a couple of years back called Freshly Ground, which did a song called Chicken to Change.
Oh, yes. Who were denied going to Zimbabwe?
They were also denied, you know. So, of course, there are all these those sentiments. And I don't know if you saw the exchange between Hopewell Chingono and the former mayor of Johannesburg, Mr. Mashaba, who is the leader of the party that most South Africans are now referring to as having been successful in the past election because that party is known to hate foreigners.
I mean, those are some of the, what I'm saying, that, you know, social media has been very, very, you know, active in this issue, in the issue of immigration and the relationship between Zimbabwe and South Africa. So, yes, I do follow what's going on Twitter, but like what I said, I actually had an opportunity to listen into a conversation where the youth were debating about this issue, about papers, and there were people that were actually calling in from South Africa saying that, you know, they felt what happened to Somizi might impact them negatively. But those are, you know, just sentiments. And Mr. Juru, who came in, actually said, in his view, he says, no, he doesn't think that hashtags would change anything or else there would be a change of government in Zimbabwe, quote unquote. That's what he said.
Yes, yes. I think it's true. You know, social media doesn't have that much of impact in politics. I mean, of course, it does have, especially in social issues. It really plays a big role. But when it comes to politics, of course, we had our own president here in the United States who used social media in such a way that we've never seen before. But that's something else, because in Zimbabwe right now, yes, people are using the hashtags and so forth, but they don't seem to be working.
I think, you know, it's a divided opinion, because when you go back to the United States here, where we saw the president, especially he became known as the Twitter president because he would literally make decisions and announce them on Twitter. For him, it worked while he was in office, we have to say, because people were really following his Twitter. And I have to also say, we've seen, you know, places like Zambia as well that, they, you know, they said they used a lot of social media in their own election campaign, and that might have worked in their favor. But Zimbabwe is also doing the same, and we don't know what the outcome will be for 2023. So it's interesting. We will keep, you know, our ears on the ground to see what happens with this immigration issue. December is fast approaching, so very soon we will be getting, you know, a response from the South African government regarding what happens to Zimbabwe.
Yes, it's really a pity. You know, I hope they are going to be given the visas, because we saw the numbers. I was surprised that the numbers have dropped so significantly. It seems like people don't care anymore, or whatever the reasons they have. It seems like the numbers have gone down. So it won't hurt the South Africans to grant the almost 100,000 people visas, you know.
Aiwa, nasi tanga tine chirongwa chatanga tirikuziya pamusoro penyaya yemapepa kana kuma special permits mu South Africa ari kuwanikwa iwo achinzi ari kupera kupera kwemwedzi unotevera. Saka tanga tine vanyarikani vedu vanga vari pano vanga vari kutaura ivo tichionesana kuti zvakamira sei, vachititaurawo kuti vari kutaurana nevamwe vavo muhurumende yemusouth Africa uyezve nemamwe mapato akazvimirira pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yemapepa. Asi vanga vari kuti ivo mune zvavataura pari zvino vari kutarisira kuti zvichafamba zvakanaka pachasvika mwedzi unouya kana kuti kupera kwemwedzi unouya panyaya yemapepa iwaya. Asi ndozvimwe zvatichangoramba tichingotarisa tichidzokazve kwamuri, hatichikupai mamiriro akaita nyaya iyoyi.
Yes, marvelous. Before we go, I hoped to pull up a video. It's on coronavirus, and let's see if we can be able to play this video before we go and see. It talks about coronavirus here in the United States and how there's, you know, still resistance from some people, and so to get the virus, the vaccination.
Aiwa, apo tinoda kuti tione isu video yezviri kuitika imomo muAmerica. Umo vamwe vachiri kuramba kubayiwa nhomba yeCovid-19. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano, amai Agnes Mahomva vakange vari pastudio 7 vachitaura ivo kuti dambudziko riri kunyanyonetsa idambudziko rekuti vanhu vanonyanyoteerera zvavanoona padandemutande pakadai pana WhatsApp nekumwewo panenge pari kutaurwa zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kuti vanhu vasazoda kuwanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba dzeCovid-19. Asi vakati kune vanhu ngavawanikwe vanhu vachienda kunotaura navana mazvikokota vatingati vaye madokta kana vana chiremba kuti vanyatsonzwisisa panyaya yenhomba yeCovid-19. Chris.
Yes, marvelous. The video is now up and running. Let's hear.
On top of his usual to-do list, Alia Gulen, pastor at the Russian Protestant Church in Los Angeles, California, has a lot of papers to fill out. Every now and then, his parishioners ask him to sign a note exempting them from the COVID-19 vaccination because of religious reasons.
At this point, I sign such exemption notes for all my parishioners who want one. It is free form, and I just write that according to our beliefs, we don't consider it is the right thing to receive this vaccine.
In California, it is possible to get a COVID-19 vaccination exemption because of religious beliefs.
There are two criteria that need to be met. One is that it's a sincerely held belief, and that's sort of a vague term, but it really means that there's a demonstrated in that individual that they have, through because of their religion, not done a certain thing like vaccines. And the second is actually that the leadership of the religion endorses this approach to be exempted.
The faithful don't want to get vaccinated because of how the vaccine was tested and its composition.
One of the religious claims that is raised against COVID-19 vaccine is that they have some link to fetal cells from abortions from the 1960s. The J&J vaccine uses fetal cell in production. The mRNA vaccines do not, but when the concept was tested, they used those cells to test it. And some people are saying we oppose because of this use.
After California started introducing restrictions for unvaccinated residents, requests for religious exemptions grew. thousands of firefighters and medical workers have brought such exemptions from churches to their workplaces. But not all of them were allowed to forego vaccination.
Not only people can use this exemption to try and get out of getting the shot, even if they're not really religiously opposed, but people do. And we know it because people are attending workshops on how to get a religious exemption.
That's why employers take their time to review exemptions on a case-to-case basis.
So if someone has gotten vaccine in the past, they may have a higher burden convincing that they are indeed sincere in saying it's about religion, but it's not an insurmountable barrier because first, people can change their religious view. They can get religion later. And second, sometimes people can say, I didn't know the facts that would lead me to oppose.
Los Angeles resident Anatoly Koptev, who got an exemption because of religious reasons, says he places all his faith on God.
Yes, maybe I had some vaccines in the past, but then I became religious, and my faith does not allow me to get vaccinated. This could have happened yesterday, and I am getting an exemption today. And I don't think I can be judged because I came to religion this late.
Experts say that California authorities can ban religious exemptions at any moment. And in that case, the faithful will have to either get vaccinated or go to court. For Angelina Bogdasaran in Los Angeles, California, and Arise VOA News.
Thank you so much. Marvelous. That was a video there showing how religion is playing an impact on corona vaccinations, coronavirus vaccinations. What's your take on that?
Chris, it's interesting that it's California where this is coming from. Like what the reporter said, at the moment, it's allowed for them to actually use that exemption note. But we've seen in the United States that the president himself has actually mandated that all federal workers be vaccinated, although there's debate on what that means. So it will be interesting to watch and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Also interesting, was the fact that some religions are banning the vaccination because of the way that it was tested. Mm-hmm. They used fetuses and stuff like that. I didn't know.
I was going to repeat Keko Kunuko America Uko Vame Vanopinda Shondo Zakasiana Senavarkonequa Vachi Ramba Kubaiwa, no by COVID-19 Yachiti, Ashenderani, Nishitendo Roshamo, Barutora Ivo Tinombezi, Magazirwa Vakaita, Azakaita, Ajisi, Shendrana Navo.
Yes, marvelous. I see figure game petelo and wetelo lam sanje zulugandaba bespokage labani we toba villa I want to be South Africa ubusumuzi smanda lo bongani mkwananzi kunye lo James Duru. Yes, marvelous. We are coming to the end of the show and I would like to thank everyone who participated.
Yes, Chris, and like you said, let's thank you to all our guests, and we also thank you, our listeners, for always listening to our programs. Let's meet again in our next programming. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye in Washington, saying have a very good night.
And I'm Chris Gande. Let's meet again same time next week. Good night.
Vatiriri veStudio 7 vanotibata pamasaisai esatellite. Tine chiziviso chakakosha. Tinoda kuuzivisai kuti VOA Africa muZimbabwe yave nemasaisai matsva anoti SES 5KU band ne C band transponders. Kana muchida kunzwa zvizere, endai pa website yedu ye www.voashona.com kana pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.